Theater 5 presents He Was a Good Boy.
You were going to the movie.
No, we changed our mind.
What?
I said we didn't go. There was only a Western.
Oh, I see. Your voice sounds peculiar. Do you have a cold?
No.
Joey?
No, Nan. I don't have a cold.
Oh, well, that's good. How's the furnace? Does it need more coal? Joey?
Yeah, Nan?
What's going on? Is anything the matter? Are you all right?
I'm okay. It's just that these guys are horsing around, Nan. You go on to bed, Nan. It's late.
Are you down there too, Tommy?
Yes, Mrs. Hollis.
I knew I'd met you before. I even remembered the name. Who's the other boy?
What other boy? Nan, it's Raymond. He's a friend from school.
Oh, how do you do, Raymond? Well, I can see we all have the giggle tonight. It must be catching. Joey?
Yes, Nan.
There's a half a cake here from yesterday, but it's still fresh. I had it wrapped in wax paper. It's a kind you like, chocolate with fudge icing. You can have that and make yourselves cocoa. There's plenty of milk. Now, make it nice and hot. That'll warm you. Joey, I'll get the things ready. I'll set off the cups. Now, you come up soon, you hear? That's a good boy.
Hold him. Come on, hold him. Do I have to carry him along?
What is it? What's happened? What's the matter with Joey?
I don't know. He's out cold. He's sick, I guess. We had to carry him up the stairs.
Yeah.
Joey? Joey? Wait, look at his color. And his eyes. Is he drunk? What is it? Were you boys drinking down there? Answer me.
No, we were drinking. Honest.
Well, then what is it? Oh, Joey, loosen his collar. Oh, dear heaven, what is it? Joey! Well, don't stand there, boys. We can't leave him on the floor. Help me get him to his bed.
I'm going. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, let's go. Please.
Oh, Mrs. Hollis?
He won't speak to me. He won't open his eyes.
Mrs. Hollis, I'm Dr. Benson. I got here as soon as I could. Now, please tell me what happened. You weren't exactly coherent on the telephone.
They ran, both of them. Tommy and that other boy, and I begged them to stay to help me. I tried to give him brandy and water. His lips were so blue, and he kept moaning.
Mrs. Hollis, look at me, please. Give me your hand. Now, try to be calm, and please make sense. Now tell me, what is it? Who is ill?
It's Joey, my grandson.
Where is he? Will you take me to him, please?
Right here, through this door, the kitchen. There, you see, I had to leave him. I hadn't the strength to take him to his bed. How could I? I put the pillow under his head and covered him with two quilts. He was shaking, so I couldn't stop
please,
him.
Please, Mrs. Hollis, be quiet just a moment. Mrs. Hollis.
Yes, I know. There's no need to tell me.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Mrs. Hollis, please.
If only I hadn't been so distraught. If I had thought to call an ambulance quickly.
Mrs. Hollis, I don't think anything would have helped. I'm sure it would have been too late. Well, that's small comfort, I know, but at least... Mrs. Hollis, where's your phone? I must call the police. Are you alone here?
Alone?
Just you and the boy?
Yes. Well, why must the police come? I don't understand.
It's necessary. After all, this wasn't a natural death. I'm afraid they'll all be here. Not only the police, but a reporter or two. Now, will you be able to face all that?
Well, if I must... Why? I still don't understand. What did you say? It wasn't a natural death?
You saw his arm.
His arm? What do you mean?
Mrs. Hollis, look. There. And there. Do you see? Wait. Here, look at all these scars. All these tiny punctures. Why, there must be 20 or more.
What?
Mrs. Hollis, this boy has been taking something. Heroin, probably. He died from an overdose.
He died from what?
Well, what did you think killed your grandson?
What? I didn't think about it at all, clearly. Once I knew he was dead, it didn't seem to matter. And what must have passed through my mind when they first dragged him from the cellar was his asthma. He was always so short of breath. He could never run like the other boys. So I must have thought, oh, what am I to believe now? Now that you've examined my dead boy. That he died from a drug? Dope of some kind? Isn't that what you said? Do you expect me to believe? To believe that my boy was an addict? Some kind of... What is that vile word they use in the street? Some kind of junkie. Oh, no. Oh, doctor, no, no. My Joey was a good boy. A good boy. So many people.
It's routine. Isn't that what they say?
But all those policemen, do they need five men for one small dead boy?
Now, Mrs. Hollis, you've been so good up till now.
Oh, I'm all right. Who is that young woman by the window with her bleached hair and fancy notebook?
She's a reporter. Her name is Desmond. She writes about cases like this.
For the newspapers?
For one of them, the Journal. She's been doing a series of articles on the city's, drug traffic.
That's for you, Halloran.
Take it, I'm busy.
Will she write about Joey, how he died?
Well, That depends on you, I suspect. Now, will you want to talk to her? Oh, here comes Detective Halloran. I'll stop by in the morning to see how you are, Mrs. Hollis.
You leaving, Doc?
I've got to. I'm 2 hours late on another call. So long, Halloran.
So long, Doc. Mrs. Hollis, I'm Detective Halloran, Narcotics Squad. I'm sorry. Sorry for your trouble. You think you can answer a few questions?
I'll try.
Good. Just routine stuff. Your name is Hollis, Nan Hollis?
Yes.
And the address, 299 Cape Horn, right?
Yes.
And the boy, your grandson, he was Hollis too, Joseph John.
Yes.
And his age? Miss Hollis, how old was the boy?
My Joey was just 17.
The one boy who was here, the boy Raymond, until tonight. And Tommy, you met him once before, but don't know his last name or where he lives.
I'm sorry.
So am I, Mrs. Hollis, so am I. It sure doesn't make my job any easier. Well, I guess that does it for tonight.
Well, perhaps you could tell us about some of Joey's other friends, Mrs. Hollis. Other boys who might have known Raymond or Tommy.
And just when, Miss Desmond, did you become a member of the narcotics squad?
Oh, sorry, Lieutenant. I just thought I could help.
Well, your motives are good, I'm told. So I'll forgive you, this time. I'm going now. I'll leave McCrary here in the outside hall. If you need anything, Mrs. Hollis, just speak to the officer.
Thank you.
And Clara.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Take it easy. She's a sweet old lady.
Too sweet. Do you buy all that?
All what?
Oh, I don't know. I've got a rotten mind, I guess. But someone that sweet and innocent is just plain weird to me. Or hiding something mighty dirty.
Believe me, Clara, there's nothing for you here.
Well, I'm not so sure. There's at least one peg to hang my hat on. Joey was a good boy, Lieutenant.
So? He said his prayers.
Yeah. Every night he said, bless Granny, bless Mommy, bless my nice connection.
I don't know much about her. She lives abroad in Europe somewhere. I don't have the address.
Oh, then you aren't friendly.
No. I didn't approve of my daughter-in-law's second marriage. We don't correspond. We never did.
So Joey had no parents at all, not really, huh? His father died when he was 4, and his mother, when did she leave?
1 month after his father's death, Miss Desmond. 1 month exactly. She just packed and left. Fortunately, I had a small income, this old house which my husband left me. Otherwise, we couldn't have managed.
Uh-huh.
I've not been well, you know. There have been certain doctor bills that cost a great deal.
Sure.
But Joey was always good about money. He'd been earning, supporting himself, really, since he was, goodness knows, 11, 12 years old.
How?
So many ways. A paper route, I think, to begin with. Night jobs of one kind or another. Boys, good-looking, nice-spoken boys like Joey, have a way of making money.
All kinds of ways.
Yes, yes. He bought all his own clothes and always seemed to have more than enough money for, well, whatever boys do.
What about his friends? Did he have a girl?
A girl? Well, now, he must have known girls.
No, I mean someone he saw often. Someone he was fond of.
Well, no. At least he never spoke of any.
And boys his own age, what about them?
Well, I don't know, really. He was out so much. He was a restless boy.
Surely you knew some of them, didn't you? Didn't he have his friends to the house?
Here?
Yes, yes, sir, to play ping pong, cards, records, to drink soda or beer, to watch TV, anything. Weren't they welcome?
Well, of course they were welcome. He simply never brought them home.
Oh.
Perhaps it was out of consideration for my help. But it was his choice, his decision, whatever the reason. He had his life, his privacy, and I had mine. I wasn't the kind to interfere.
Oh, come now, Mrs. Hollis. What's your guess? You don't bring a boy up, live with him all his life, and not know something about him.
Miss Desmond, I agreed to answer your questions because of Lieutenant Halloran. Now, he told me that your work, that you have been writing for your newspaper, that your work was important.
It is. What makes a boy turn to narcotics? And who better than you can answer? Mrs. Hollis, tell me about Joey. What do you think? Did he feel lost, abandoned, unloved because of his parents? Was he lonely, depressed? Did he do it because he was mixed up, different?
Stop it! I won't put up with any more of this. He was a good boy. I don't know how it happened, but however it happened, it wasn't Joey's fault. The Lord's ways are strange. Now, that's something that wouldn't occur to you, would it, young lady? That maybe the Lord took my grandson because he wanted him?
Just one more question. It's a strange one, Mrs. Hollis, very strange. But I must ask it because, well, I've been watching you all evening, and I noticed how often, how very often you touch your arm, the left one, inside the elbow, as if it were sensitive or sore. Are you aware that you do it? Or is this an unconscious gesture?
If you're implying what I think you are, you must be insane.
I see you understand the implication instantly. No hesitation at all. Well, let me tell you this. I've been at this rotten business a long, long time. There are no surprises left. I'm shockproof, so help me. So here it is. If a good boy, a nice boy like Joey, can become a junkie, why can't a sweet old grandmother like you be a mainliner, too? And if I'm a raving psychotic, show me up for what I am. Go on. One simple gesture. Roll up your sleeves and show me your arm.
All right. All right. I will. Both arms. There. And there. What do you see? Not a mark on either of them. Are you satisfied? Does that answer your vile and sordid question?
Mrs. Hollis.
Now, I want you out of here right now. Otherwise, I'll call that officer in the hall and have him throw you out.
All right, I'll go. So I was wrong. I apologize. But believe me, Mrs. Hollis, there were times, many times when I was right.
I won't listen.
No one wants to listen. It's all on the other side of the tracks. It couldn't possibly happen here, no, until it does. And then somehow it hasn't happened at all. I'll go now. Good night, Mrs. Hollis. I was pretty rough, I know, but maybe you understand why. Please forgive me. Good night.
Miss Desmond?
Yes?
Forgiveness is merely a word easily used. I'm not sure if it can be of value to either of us. If you feel obligated to make amends of some kind, then do so in a way that is meaningful to me.
How is that?
I ask a favor.
Yes?
When you write whatever it is you must for your newspaper, about Joey, I mean, I want you to say, you must put down that he was a good boy. Because he was. He was, Miss Desmond. Joey was a good boy. A good boy.
Theater 5 has presented He Was a Good Boy, written by Richard Lortz, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Alice Yearman, George Petrie, Natalie Priest, Hal Studer, Larry Robinson, and Ronald Liss. script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.